Indiana. And our guest is Carol Herman. She is the founder of FATE, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. The website is fourfate.org. And if you have a question or comment, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443 or send me an email at comment@spingola.com. Let me read the chat room. Let's see. What was that question? I copy pasted. Okay. My grandma was forced to use a wheelchair, fell trying to get into it and broke her hip, was on the ground in pain for 6 hours at the fancy assisted living place before anyone came to check on her.
Well, that's a real problem. And that person in the chat room, there should be a complaint filed against that assisted living facility for allowing that to happen to your grandmother. It's inexcusable. And I'd like to know why she was forced to use a wheelchair. And if you want to call my office, give me a call on Monday or go to the website and send us a contact page with the information. I will be more than happy to help you with that. But that's inexcusable. And, you know, assisted living facilities are private pay. So in that particular situation, somebody was paying, whether it's your grandmother's money or family money, whoever was paying for it, that's private pay money. And you deserve much better treatment than that. Even if you're not private pay, everybody deserves to have the right treatment. There's no excuse for that. I'm looking at it, or just listening to it, 6 hours unattended, could possibly be no staff there in that facility. I'd like to know who the operator of that facility is. And as well, usually these places have alarm systems, press the button if something happens to me. So what happened to the alarm? That could be another violation against the assisted living facility for not having the bell access to your grandmother. So there's a lot of issues here that I could probably help you with if you give us a call.
Wow.
Or go to the website.
Okay. All right, let's take Ron in Arkansas. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hello to you and your guests.
Hello.
I was in rehab, my little hometown, and it was kind of a crazy thing that would happen. I was in the hospital. I had an amputation in my right leg because of an farm accident, and I was in there for 3 or 4 weeks, and then they transported me by non-ambulatory vehicle straight to the nursing home. And when I got there, they had all these papers to sign, and I was medicated pretty good. And while I was there, I was on seven different drugs, water pill, and then lisinopril, and metformin, and you just go down the line of the top five, I was on it. And after a while, I got so constipated and I couldn't breathe, but half a breath. So the next time the nurse came in with her little cup of pills, I said, no more. That's it. I quit. I'm not taking this crap. And I told her, I said, I'm making myself perfectly clear. I've regained my conscience, and I'm coherent, so listen to what I say. That's it. No more. And, it just got wild, And while I was in there, it was 3 months. There was over four or five people that died. And, right down the hall from me, I didn't know it till I passed by his room one morning. A friend of mine was in there. He was about 85 years old, supposedly had a stroke. And, I was talking to him, and he had, like, his head was bent over and touching his chin was touching his chest, but he'd use his hand when I'd say something to tell him something, he'd raise his finger. So he understood. And then I went to bed after a couple of hours visiting him. And the next morning when I got up, I walked by his room and they were cleaning it up.
Oh, wow.
I said, where's Dub? Oh, he passed during the night.
Wow. Did he have any family members, Ron?
Yeah, his son is a school teacher. He was there, and his wife, when I was visiting.
Now, Ron, when you went into that rehab, and I'm sorry that you had to have an amputation, but when you went in to the nursing home and you told them no more drugs, did they abide by your wishes? Did they not give you any more drugs?
They came by a couple of more times with fewer than they were. And I said, what did I tell you yesterday?
Uh-huh.
If you get close enough to me, and I'll grab you around the throat, and you're going to listen.
So they quit the drugs, and then you got out of there?
Well, that was right at the end of the first month. No, I was in there for 3 months.
Uh-huh. But you're not in there anymore. You got out.
No, I got out. Cause,
well, lucky for you.
My insurance 100 days was up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they kind of escorted me to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I left, and that was in September of 14.
Oh, okay. So how are you're doing okay now?
Well, 20 days later in October, I had a stroke.
Oh, dear.
It was a blood clot from the amputation.
Oh, well, see, that's always a worry about blood clotting. So, but, you know, we have the right to deny drugs, and I always tell my clients prior to them going into the, you know, if an accident happens and they end up in the hospital, because most people don't plan on breaking their leg or breaking their hip, is to make sure that when they go into the acute hospital that they put in writing that there's to be no it's basically, I'm really against the antipsychotic drugs. You can write out a statement. You are not authorizing any antipsychotic medications. And if the person is not capable of signing that particular form, you know, statement, then the person who is the decision maker for the patient puts it in the medical records that the person is not to get any of these drugs. And I usually tell my client to list all the antipsychotics, that they are not allowed to be given. Nobody is allowed to give those drugs. Then when they get to a nursing home, if they have to go to the nursing home for rehab, to do the same thing at the nursing home, put it in writing that there is to be no antipsychotic medications.
Well, I got a hold of the patient's bill of rights. It's the manual they have over there. They're supposed to. They never gave me one, so I asked for it. I started reading it, and I saw in there that you have the right to use any alternative care that you wish.
That's right.
And so I had a few companies already before I hurt myself that alternative care products I used to order from, you know, like sulfur and different stuff. I had actually smuggling in. I had friends that would bring it in.
They don't like you to bring any kind of medications, even if it's over the counter, even if it's your right to do that. They don't like it. And then they, you know, can make life miserable for the patient that's in there. And I know my clients are always fearful of retaliation. So, well, gee, if we complain too much, or, you know, we're kind of afraid that, you know, our mother will be verbally abused or even physically abused when we're not there, because we're not there 24/7.
Yeah,
and that's always a fear, you know. But I always also, another thing that the patient's family in nursing home should also know is that under the federal law, there is no visiting hours for family members. So you can actually go into a nursing home. If you're immediate family, you can go in 24/7.
Right.
And that's a federal law.
Yeah, they did that here.
The facilities will post a visiting hour. But it doesn't say for non-family members. It just says our visiting hours are this, you know, 10 to 8 or 12 to 8. Well, people go in there and they think that if they're family members, that they have to leave at 8 o'clock because visiting hours are over. Well, not in a nursing home. Family right. members are allowed in 24/7.
My next birthday, I'll be 70.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty feisty, and I was pretty athletic in high school, and I worked to steal, and so I was pretty healthy as far as physical muscle, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I lost a lot of weight. Of course, the leg was a lot of weight. But right now, I'm 5'8", and I weigh 139 pounds.
Wow, you're not very big.
No.
No.
But I'm feisty, and they back off.
Yeah,
we can tell you were feisty.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, as long as we can keep, you know, as long as our minds aren't taken away from us, and this is what I just testified not too long ago in California about drugs and nursing homes, and, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is really taking our minds away from us. And, right. I mean, that's all you see on TV now. It's all, you don't see cigarettes or alcohol advertised on television anymore. The advocates against that got taken that.
I don't have regular TV. I get Rick Satellite, and I listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the regular networks, that's all you see now are advertisements for drugs. Take the green pill for this, take the purple pill for that. And it's, we are a drug-oriented society. And at one point, about a year and a half ago, I sent out letters to all the publishers, the CEOs of all the major networks, television networks, radio, print magazines, you know, People, Time Magazine, to not advertise antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, they,
No, I never got a response from anybody.
Oh, no. I think it's called Claritin.
Uh-huh. That's for the allergy.
Mm-hmm. This woman's running through this field of flowers.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. And then it gives you all the adverse side effects to take the Clarion, you know, nausea, headache, whatever. Because all the drugs have side effects.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to, you know, determine what you can take and what you can't take. And I'm not anti all medications. Back in January, I got pneumonia for the first time in my life. And if it hadn't been for the Z-Pack of this very strong antibiotics that my doctor put me on, I probably would have been a lot sicker. So medicines have their place.
But the thing is, when I came into the facility, I was coming from the hospital.
Exactly.
I was already on painkillers and all kind of narcotics.
Right.
And they had these papers to sign. And
exactly. Well, do you have family members, Ron?
They were over 1,000 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the problem. I always tell the families when they, you know, if it's not the patient, and if the patient has family members, don't sign the papers when they're given to you. You tell them that you have a right to read what you're signing. Don't sign them. And also, don't ever agree to a transfer to a nursing home on a weekend, because that's when they're chronically insufficiently staffed to meet the needs of the patient. And you have a new patient coming in on a weekend. Half the time they don't have the medical records with them. They don't even know what they're being sent there for. So I always tell my family members to, if you're in acute hospital and you're Medicare, you have a right to appeal a transfer, a discharge. So in other words, if the discharge planner comes and says, oh, well, you have to leave the facility Friday, you say, no, I want to appeal. I don't think I'm ready to leave. And you have the right to 2 appeals. And also, don't ever get transferred on a weekend or late at night, because
yes,
that's when they don't have any staff.
It was on a Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have to be, you just have to know the ins and the outs of all this. And again, it's knowledge. You have to know what your rights are. You have to be knowledgeable about what's going on in these places, and also be very aware of the fact that you have a right to make decisions and to make choices. We have that right to make a choice.
Well, after I stopped all that medication, they were listening to me, and I got patients' bill of rights, and I said, I need a phone book. I want to call a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better than saying I'm going to call the state regulators, because the industry, my experience, they're not afraid of the state regulators. They're afraid of lawyers, though.
I'm going to tell you that I can't remember the name. I know the name of the facility, but there's a company that owns the facility, and they're out of Birmingham, Alabama. called HHS, whatever that stands for.
There's so many operators now and so many corporations buying up all these big nursing home chains. I have no idea who HH, who that is.
You know,
but you can find out who the operators are of nursing homes by calling up the state regulator where that nursing home where you were in. Call up the state regulators in Arkansas and ask them who owns that nursing home.
That's a
public record. And which leads me into when you want to check out a nursing home, because you have the right, your family, if you're in a hospital, you have a right to approve appropriate placement. And you have, your family has the right, of course, this is if you have a family, to go to the facilities to make sure that it's appropriate placement. And I always tell the families, make sure you pick a place that is close, you have quick access to it. Don't pick a facility that takes you 30 minutes to get there. And if the hospitals are saying, well, we've only got this bed available, no. You have a right to approve proper placement. And a facility that's an hour away from your family members is not appropriate placement.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Now, in California, and I don't know about other states, but I do know for the regulations in California, if you are a Medi-Cal patient, which is Medicaid, in California, you can't be sent to a facility out of a 30-mile radius of your home. And that's a pretty good regulation. But most people don't know it.
Yeah, well, this place was like 5 miles from my place.
Oh, well, then that wasn't so bad.
Oh.
But I see a lot of, you know, I see a lot of people now being transferred into subacute hospitals. Now there's this new thing, it's called a subacute or post-acute. You've got an acute hospital, you know, where surgeries are done. Then they were sending people to nursing homes to rehab. Well, now they've come up with this in-between type of hospital. It's called subacute or post-acute. And it's for people on trachs, people that have stomach feedings, that are, their acuity level is not high enough for a regular hospital, but they're too sick to go to a nursing home. So there's this in-between stage now.
I had one of those. Roommate, cancer patient. He had to be fed by stomach
feeding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'd keep me up all night. You know, I wasn't sleeping well. I was sleeping during the day. I wouldn't go eat because I was sleeping. And the nurse asked me, why am I sleeping so much? I said, well, my roommate keeps me up all night and I can't go to sleep. And then you people wake me up at 3 a.m. in the morning and take my blood pressure.
Yeah. I know. It's a double-edged sword here. You know,
right.
Just drove me.
And then, you know, you've got somebody in the room with you that has they're sicker than you are or require, like you say, maybe the feeding machine makes noise during the night. It's really a difficult situation that we're all
right.
facing.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for your phone call, and I'm glad you're doing fine. Okay, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Carol Herman. She is the founder of FATE, and that stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. The website is 4fate.org, the numeral 4fate.org. And if you have a question or comment, feel free to call into 800-313-9443. Now, you made a statement that when you go into the hospital, for instance, if you've had a fall, you've broken your hip or some kind of thing, and you sign a paper, they can put you on an antipsychotic without even telling you, correct?
Well, it's done all the time. I see it, especially in the acute hospital environment. I see it a lot, where people are being given that drug when they come out of the anesthetic after some type of surgery, because a lot of people get delirious, and elderly people. So instead of, you know, weaning the drug out of them, they just give them more drugs. And sometimes people don't even know that they've gotten the drugs, or the family members are not asked about it. My thing was, what I mentioned was that the family, there should be some statement given to the hospital to put in your medical records that you are denying any antipsychotic medications to be given to either yourself or to the person that you are the decision maker for. And then when you transfer into a nursing home from that hospital, to make sure that you've got that same statement in the medical records that you are refusing all antipsychotic medications. I'm not saying that the facilities, and I've known of facilities that will give it to you anyway. There's been testimony on with different clients and cases that they've had where they have sued the facilities when a death or something bad occurs, and where the staff has testified that they have been known to give medications in the food. If the person doesn't want to take the drug, they give it to them in the food.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
I mean, that happens, and we know that happens. So you just have to be knowledgeable and be aware of it. I mean, some of us, there's going to be no choice that you're going to have to end up in a facility for rehab. There, you know, it's reality. You're going to have to end up in some of those places. But you just
wow.
have to know what your rights are and who it is that's going to be watching over you, and make sure that they stand up for your rights. And if something happens, that you take action to prevent any further abuse. And that's either you know, call an organization like mine, like the Foundation Aiding the Elderly, or for help, and we'll be able to help you. And, you know, do whatever you can to ensure that there's proper care given to your loved one.
Wow. Now, you have affiliated. You have organizations in other places. You have an affiliated organization in Texas, in Kansas, Ohio, Tennessee, Illinois,
yeah.
Nebraska.
Unfortunately, I hate to say this, several of those, most of them are no longer in existence. This is very
really?
Difficult work to be an advocate. And I'm going through some changes, you know, just updating my webpage, et cetera, because the people that I was affiliated with that were similar, had similar situations, a very close colleague in Chicago, there was one in Texas, Kansas, a gal in South Carolina. They all started their little groups, not like the Foundation Aiding the Elderly. I mean, we really took this to the ultimate. But, you know, they have their little organizations and trying to help people in their states. And unfortunately, they've all quit because it's too difficult and it's very hard work. And we're all nonprofits. We don't, you know, it's hard raising money. We're not experts in raising money. It's always been very difficult for us to raise money. One person died. A couple of them died from these states. So their organization is no longer in operation. And I hate to say it, but they're just not doing the work anymore. Very difficult.
Wow.
Very difficult work because, you know, you're fighting an industry that's just huge, huge industry with lots of money. But you're also fighting the regulators because they're not doing their job either. And it seems like, you know, the people that are running these facilities are getting more protected than the patients are. So it's very difficult to be an advocate. We have a lot of volunteers in our office that have been clients of ours, Faith's clients that have wanted to give back and want to volunteer because their family members have been victims and they want to give back. So we have volunteers that come into our office, and these other organizations were doing that too, but the founders gave up. They either, a couple of them passed on, one got sick, another one just said, I quit, I can't deal with this anymore, it's affecting my family. So unfortunately, those grassroots advocates that I mentioned in some of our literature, I'm going to have to take out because they're just not in operation anymore. It's really sad.
It is, yes. Okay, we are coming up on a break, but we do have, I know of a lot of people who have actually gotten out of the system. They don't have health insurance. They don't have any health insurance at all. But we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Carol Herman. She is the founder of Fate, and that website is forfate.org, the numeral four, and then FATE.org. A lot of people that I, well, not a lot, but there are some people who have opted out of the system. They refuse to have health insurance. They've somehow opted out of being on Medicare and Medicaid. And so when they go to a facility, in order for that facility to be paid, that facility needs to actually treat them and keep them alive in order to collect their money. So there's, I think you're in better hands.
I think what's going to happen is if nobody's paying for it, they're not going to accept them. I've never run across that in 32 okay. years where somebody did not have any insurance and went into a facility and who's going to pay for it. I've never run across that situation. The people that don't have any money or, the Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California system, they can qualify under that to get, their hospital stays, but unless they go into an emergency room, I don't know whether or not they would even be able to get into a facility. I've never had that happen, so I couldn't really answer that.
Okay. Well, let's take a phone call. Let's take Jeanette in Texas. Jeanette, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I make a comment. I've taken care of my parents all my life. My father died of cancer. My brother was never involved. And it got to where when I was changing my mother's diapers, it got to where I couldn't do that anymore. So I put her in a local nursing home. And it just so happens that she died the day that Medicare quit paying.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you ever look into what was the cause of her death?
She had her colon removed many years ago. I was a colon therapist, nationally certified, and she wouldn't get on the table. She just had infections, and they removed her entire colon.
Uh-huh.
And it was always
so
on
she maybe died
diet.
From bowel impaction?
What her?
She, you said she had impacted bowels? She died from bowel
That's
impaction?
That's all she had. That's all
Pardon
she had
me?
Was impacted bowel. She didn't have cancer.
Yeah.
She had an impacted
People
bowel.
People could die from bowel impaction, though. I've had many clients
I
that
know.
Have died from that.
Yes.
So
when
it,
they
does
removed
it
her
poisons
colon.
Your system. So did she die from bowel impaction?
Well, actually, I think she probably, I don't know what in the hospital, but she's supposed to have had, I couldn't go in there unless I was totally dressed all over. They said she had some kind of blood disease, and it was highly contagious. I never have found out what that was.
Really?
And then after that, she lost weight. She wouldn't eat. And you know how they'll go down about 75 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And she just,
yeah, malnutrition
you know,
and, yeah, weight loss.
Malnutrition,
yeah.
Honey, yes. They were giving
so is this,
her
a is this a nursing home in Texas?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it was. Uh-huh.
Wow, and is
but they, they called me at about 8:30 that night. I had just seen her, been to visit with her, and they called me at 8:30 and said she'd passed away.
Wow. And you didn't do an autopsy or anything like that?
No, ma'am, I didn't. I couldn't. I'm sure I couldn't afford it. I don't know if there's other ways that you could have gotten one done. I sure would have liked to have.
Yeah, well...
But they put her on a lot of drugs.
Well, and how long ago did she pass?
This has been January the 18th of last year.
Wow. Did you ever, anybody ever file any kind of a complaint with the state regulators in Texas to go in there?
I never did.
Oh.
Mm-mm. They just pushed me out. They didn't want to talk about it.
Well, if you want to do something about that, you can call my office on Monday or send us an email. And
uh-huh.
We can help you do that. I mean, if you still
want to. Okay. I would love to do it, yes.
Okay,
okay.
Well,
your number, would it be the same thing I just called you on?
No.
No. Our number,
new number
would be 916.
Okay, your number?
916-481-8558. Or go to our website, the number 4, fate, FATE.org, and send us a contact. And tell us what happened to your family member, and we'll be able to help you with that.
Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful. Okay. And your number, again, is a little fast.
916-481-8558.
Thank you.
And that's for anybody in the listening audience. And, you know, Deanne, I, you know, like we were talking about, you know, power, knowledge is power, and especially when it comes to the drugs and knowing what you're taking, and you know, you can always go on the internet and look these drugs up. But also, CCHR has a website that's CCHRINT.org. They have a huge database that gives all the explanation of drugs and their adverse side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be knowledgeable and know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, this poor woman that just lost her, I think she said it was her mother, right?
Yes,
you know, with my experience, something's not right there. So we'll help her at least to file a complaint in Texas to have somebody to go in and say, what did she die from? I mean, did she OD'd on drugs? Or it doesn't sound like she went to that facility that she was terminal, that she was going to die.
Right. So, another email, and then we have another caller, but
okay.
Doctors often blame the people for their own sickness and death, and it's actually the system that we need to fear, because I think it's I know people say, oh, it's genetic, or oh, you're just old, that's why you're reacting this way, or
you know, it always, they reflect any guilt away from their facility or from themselves.
Oh, well, of course.
Yes.
They don't want to be held accountable. And if you're in a, and you know, I, when you talk about people, you know, they, the doctors blame people for their own life choices. Sometimes we do make the wrong choices.
Oh, sure.
And we do get sick or we, it is, but when you're in a situation like that and you're in a facility and you're there to get rehabbed and, you know, there's no doctor should be blaming anybody for anything. Their purpose there, which, you know, the doctors are a lot of times are even absent in these places.
Right.
Nobody wants to end up in those places. And if you are in there, it's not our fault that we're in there. Maybe it is because we didn't take care of ourselves. And, but, you know, how do you change society or change people to take better care of themselves? Because most people go into denial.
Sure.
Smoking. Everybody knows smoking's not good for you, but people still smoke. People know
right.
that drinking is not good for you. I think the worst drug, of all, in my opinion, is alcohol. But people still drink.
Sure.
So it's a life choice that you make. And but I don't think doctors should be pointing fingers at anybody. That's not
no, for certain.
For sure, that's not their role.
Okay, let's take Lou in Florida. Lou, welcome to the program. Do we have Lou?
Yes, I was going to say, you know, having your colon removed, you know, it's a little hard to be healthy after a procedure like that. But what I was going to ask is, you know, your guest mentioned that you should have a statement on file saying that a nursing home patient shouldn't have the antipsychotic drugs.
Right.
You know, the SSRI-type drugs, the antidepressants, you know, the Paxil, the Zoloft, these various antidepressants, those are not considered antipsychotic drugs.
No, they're
not. I'm curious why you mention only the antipsychotics, why you would not include the antidepressants as well.
Well, and Lou, I didn't say that to pass off that Paxil or Zoloft or all these other mind-altering drugs are not, you know, I would put that on there too. Any kind of drugs you don't want to take or don't want given to you. I mean, we can list a whole slew of medications that are mind-altering drugs. The reason why I say, you know, in particular the antipsychotics is because I see the absolute misuse of that drug in long-term care facilities than any other drug. And it's got the worst side effects of any other drug. It causes you to not be able to walk anymore. Antipsychotics cause you not to be able to swallow anymore, so the patient quits eating. And I'm not saying that Paxil and all these other mind-altering drugs don't have their side effects. They do. But antipsychotics, their side effects are so horrific that it will actually cause your death, in my opinion. You know, because antipsychotics hit the muscles in your body to collapse the muscle system, so... And when you swallow, you use a muscle to swallow. And there's a lot of nursing home patients that lose their ability to swallow because they're on those kind of drugs. And the industry is blaming it on dementia. Well, they forget to swallow. I went, really? Well, get them off the drugs and let's see whether or not they can swallow again. So that's the only reason I didn't mention all those drugs.
Wow, I didn't know that about it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lou, for your phone call. Okay, let's move on to Fred in Michigan. Fred?
Hey there, lady.
Yes. Hi.
Hey. Sorry about last night. I suddenly got into a pain hell, and I hit the mute button, and that was that.
Okay. That's okay.
What you've been describing here... quite descriptively is racketeering in medicine, the most nefarious, insidious collusion next to the military-industrial complex. The book, okay. Racketeering in Medicine, the author, James Carter, who's an MD, PhD, is a previous editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Then you've got Jerome Pasir, another previous editor of New England Journal of Medicine. I'm mentioning these books, Deanna, because they're invaluable resources by which people can become empowered to motivate their family not to succumb to the Harold Rosenthal in 1976 made this bold proclamation. He was the an aide to Senator Jacob Javits, New York State, in which he declared that most Jews would never admit that their God is Lucifer. So, borrowing from Harold Rosenthal's statement, I coined the phrase Juiciferian.
You know, if you have a legitimate question regarding this, no, okay. Let's go on to Richard in Alabama, please.
I have two questions. One is, how can I contact you because I don't have internet except at the public library, and so there's a big turnaround on email. And other than email, how can I contact you?
Are you talking to for the Foundation Aiding the Elderly to contact me?
Yeah, I got questions. Yeah.
Yes, 916.
Mm-hmm.
481-8558.
Okay,
916-481-8558. That's our phone number.
Okay, now
be
here's
more than happy to help you, Richard.
Here's another big question. When somebody is in custody for a warrant excused by a need for a mental exam, one of the first things that the judge or the prosecutor is going to start asking for is, are you qualified for VA benefits? Are you on Medicare? Do you qualify for Medicaid? And I would like to have some way to make it absolutely clear to them that none of those agencies will pay for nursing home care. I want to disqualify myself. Is that possible?
If I understand you, Richard, you want to disqualify yourself from the Medicare system?
Medicare and VA
Medicaid?
Nursing home benefits and Medicaid.
Well, what happens if you, hypothetically, let's say you fall and break your hip and they have to send you for rehab? You would turn it down, the rehab, because nobody would pay for it.
That's right.
Well, you know, this is America. We have the right to choose, and
yeah.
Nobody could put us in a nursing home against our will.
Oh, yes, they can.
Well, it gets very political, and it gets very, if you have no place to live, I mean, I don't know if you're talking about somebody who's homeless, if you're talking about somebody who has the home where they can live, if you have people there to take care of you, you know, I haven't run into too many situations where people were put in nursing homes against their will and had no way of paying for it.
I can pay for my care.
Okay, so
and
you
I
would
have,
be private pay.
I have two
pay.
Nice homes to live in.
Okay,
and
you
so,
would be private pay.
Okay.
You can always stay home and have rehab services come to your house and you
not
pay for
if,
it.
Not if a judge wants to force you.
Who's a judge? Under what circumstances would a judge ever come be involved in this?
Well, judges can come up with the strangest notions like, well, if you try to sue for something that they don't want to admit exists, then you can be, they can sort of think that you're threatening the court system or something like that, and they
I don't know of anybody that has ever gone to court to prevent a nurse to prevent going into a nursing home because they don't want to.
Well, it's too late. Usually, the judge has already got his mind made up.
But I don't know if the circumstances where a judge would get involved. And if you're talking about somebody filing a lawsuit against a nursing home for negligence or poor care or a death of a person. That's a different story. That's litigation. But I don't know how a judge would get involved, just arbitrarily get involved if somebody doesn't want to be in a nursing home, unless you're conserved, if you're under a conservatorship program. I mean, I would have to know the circumstances, and I'm not a lawyer, and none of us in my office are lawyers. We're not lawyers, but we kind of know what's going on. I would know of no judge getting involved without.
Unless you're incarcerated or something, is that the situation?
You talk about somebody who is in prison or...
Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
We are back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the last 2 hours has been Carol Herman, and she is the founder of FAITE, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly, and that website is the numeral 4, 4FAITE.org, and of course we also want to mention CCHR.org and CCHRINT.org for the information
on the medications.
Citizens Commission for Human Rights.
Yes. Citizens Commission for Human Rights.
I say CCHR so often, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that stand for?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, just it's a good source of knowledge on medications, and you know everybody should be really aware of what they're putting into their body. And,
oh, absolutely.
And know that they have a choice whether or not they take it or not.
Sure. Now, Richard, did you have a situation where you were incarcerated? You were under some sort of a situation that the judge had jurisdiction over you?
Well, I filed a lawsuit, and the judge tried to change the issue from my issue to his issue, and where he got the notion that, oh, I was threatening him, and I need a medical exam.
A lawsuit against a nursing home?
No, a judge.
You filed a lawsuit against a judge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
And and he got the notion that it was a threat against him, and then I needed a mental exam, and then he wanted to send me either to a VA hospital or to, you know, and I was pretty young then. I think I was about 50. Now I've gotten a lot older, and so that I could be sent to.
Well, what if you sued a judge? He should not have been making
any
rulings from the bench. If you had a lawsuit against the judge, you have, unless I misunderstood you.
Oh, they do that all the time. They just declare, they just say, well, you need a mental exam, and we're just going to bury your case. You need a mental exam, and off you go, one place or another. And they prefer to send you to a place where they don't have to pay. Like if they can get the federal government or the Veterans Administration to pay the bills.
I think that there's some explanation as to what the courts can do and what they can't do, and I don't understand your lawsuit that you said you actually sued a judge.
Yeah.
So you filed a lawsuit against a judge, and then you went into court where that judge ruled on that case?
I never got to court. They just
they got rid
buried
of
it immediately and ordered a mental exam. And I was arrested.
You weren't under a conservatorship, were you?
No.
Okay. That's the next big scandal.
But I'm 75 now.
Uh huh.
And that was, of course, that was 25 years ago I had that experience.
Oh, well.
But I know the courts have gotten meaner and uglier than ever before.
Well.
So I know this time they would really love to dump me forever.
You just stay out of court.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Okay, I'm sorry we've run out of time and can't take that last caller. Thank you so very, very much. We've been well educated today. Thank you, Carol, for caring about the elderly and for your organization. Fabulous information that we've had today. Thank you so very much.
People just need to know what's going on out there in that environment, know what their rights are to protect themselves and their family members.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for doing that. Take care.
Bye-bye really quick.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you soon.